This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Simon and Michael for S&M Fridays. How are you, Michael?
I am well, although I'm still having some issues here with my head. I can't quite hear. I can hear myself, but I can't hear myself. Yes, yes. I'm not sure what's going on. So, I'm just going to keep talking and hope and pray to God that it's all going out there.
Well, I can hear you.
Oh, good. That's a good thing. So I'll just pretend.
Now, we've got a huge show tonight. We're going to have a bit of a chat about the Lara Bingle show, being Lara Bingle.
Yes.
Which started this week.
Yes, correct. Lovely girl.
Interesting girl. Interesting girl.
Yes.
Interesting the genre we'll put her in.
Oh, look, I think Lara's in a space of her own, personally.
Definitely. First of all, a big thank you to Michael for the news.
Yes, indeed.
And to David and Sue for their fantastic drive show.
Oh, they try their best. They come in each week.
And they pick on us, don't they?
They do. They do.
They're bullies. They're the joy bullies.
They are the joy bullies. Just between you and I, and when I mean you, I mean the listeners and I, no one else can hear us at the moment. It's just us talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think David's jealous. Personally, because he just likes to use the internal speaker and frighten everyone. And I just think that's unfair.
Indeed.
But that's okay. But that's between us. Don't have to tell David. David doesn't have to know. It's our secret.
Joy 94.9.
This is S&M Fridays on Joy 94.9. And we had a bit of supermodel there from Jill. Good old Jill.
Jill Sobel.
And a supermodel. Speaking of supermodels, there was a bit of a supermodel, well, somewhat supermodel, a well-known woman, on television this week, who apparently did quite a good job at enticing people to watch her.
I know. For somebody who's got nothing to offer, she certainly captured quite a large chunk of Australia.
I think the word empty was used by some people to describe Lara Bingle. But that's totally up to them. I'm not going to judge. However, I think the biggest story coming out of Lara Bingle on television was was her nan and the way that her nan reacted to what she does on the balcony. I personally would not stand on my balcony and get my gear off. Now, having said that, though, there are other people across from me in the building across who would very happily get their gear off and stand at the window or the balcony. I, on the other hand, probably would not do that.
Not so much.
And at least I'm not on television doing it, unlike Lara Bingle.
Now, we're not going to say too much bad about Lara Bingle because she may or may not be on this very show in a couple of weeks. So,
and the last thing we want to do is to have an angry, empty Lara Bingle.
I know. So, but look, I did tune in. Yes. I'll admit it. So I was one of the tens who actually enjoyed it in a weird way.
You're one of the nine apparently 900,000 people who watch the television show.
Yes. I think I'd watch it again.
Okay, why? But why?
Well, look, she's claimed to be Australia's version of Kim Kardashian. I think she's more Australia's version of Jessica Simpson.
why would you say that?
Oh, she thinks that she's a reality TV star. And
well, she is now.
Look, I think she will be. I think she might do okay with this series. Whether it comes back again for another year, I'm not too sure.
Does Australia want to get to know Lara Bingle anymore?
Joy 94.9.
That was Girls Aloud there with Jump. You're on S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael.
Oh, and I like when they sing that. It's on my little playlist in the car. Well, not at the moment, but normally it is. I often end up driving and bouncing. And so I think people drive past me and wonder why I'm moving the way I am in the car.
Well, if they heard the song, they think, oh, there's a homosexual going mad in the car to Girls Aloud.
Homosexual. But I do a little bit strange, but I do bounce around the place, which is fine because it's Jump. I jump, but that's a bit unsafe.
In the car, yes. Now, speaking of unsafe.
Oh, yes.
Something did catch my eye in the news this week.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm going to read the read the ad that I read, and I want to get your thoughts on this one.
Okay.
So a white American couple has had a black baby, and the woman has claimed she became pregnant watching a 3D porn film. The child's father, I won't say his father's name, a soldier, had been away for a year serving in a military base in Iraq, and on his return found the black baby at home.
Oh.
Now, the wife, I won't read her name out again, 38 years old, told him that the baby had been conceived while she was watching a 3D porn film. Now, if that's not weird enough, this is the husband's response. Yeah. I see no reason not to believe her, as these 3D films are very lifelike. I'll keep reading. So with the technology of today, everything is possible, he says.
Surely this is not real. Surely
it's real. It's real.
These people cannot be thinking that. Surely.
Well, apparently she went to a porn cinema in New York with her girlfriends, and she'd only gone there to see how porn looked in 3D.
Right.
So, so she said the child, she claimed, looked exactly like the black male lead in the film.
For some bizarre reason, and look, I know this is putting it out there, but I don't quite think. I'm no doctor. I'm not an expert. However, I'm pretty sure you cannot get pregnant from a 3D porn film.
Well, she says she seems to think that a month after watching the film, she found that she was pregnant, and she's going to sue the cinema and the producers. And she says, luckily, my husband believes me. I could have wrecked my marriage, but he knows I'm faithful to him.
I think I might call her Mary, personally.
Well, I think so as well. Modern-day Mary.
I don't think she's... That would be like saying, I'm shocked. I can't even put words to my face. Unfortunately, radio is not a visual medium, because my face is telling far more than what I can actually get out as words through my mouth.
Yes. Yeah. So they're going to need some sort of a contraceptive device for the movies now, aren't they?
If that's the case, and if indeed...
Can you imagine if it goes to court, though? Can you imagine the judge and the jury? Okay. Well, that's a jury duty I'd like to be on.
They'd have to get some evidence. They'd have to try it out themselves, see what happens.
It would be bizarre.
Imagine the contraception would be quite interesting. I'm not sure how that would work. Probably it's like a big plastic sheet sort of in front of the screen. Probably would be the only way of contraception.
Now, Peter from Richmond has sent us a message saying, who is Lara Bingle? Well, I think the other 900,000 people in Australia who did watch it do know.
They do.
But there's quite a few million out there who wouldn't know who she is. You really sort of have to tune in to know.
I have a funny feeling that even those 900,000 people don't know who Lara Bingle is. And they just randomly happened to land on her on the other night.
Joy 94.9.
Another unfortunate incident that's happened throughout this week
was
a lady up at Wet n Wild on the Gold Coast. Oh. Now, look, I've always wanted to go to Wet n Wild, but being larger than most other people, it's deterred me.
Yes.
And I think the last thing the general public needs to see is me running around in Speedos, jumping up and down on rides.
It could be worse. There's far worse. Okay, it's far worse. Don't give yourself that sort of image. There's far, far, far worse.
Well, after I read this story, I thought the same as you.
Okay.
Now, a woman is actually suing Wet n Wild for $400,000 because she got stuck in one of the water slides.
Aww.
Now, remember early Simpsons when Homer got stuck in the water slide and they had to get the crane in to pull the thing apart?
If they did use a crane, they should be suing her for $400,000, not the other way. Why would you want... How did she arrive at this $400,000 figure?
Like, well, I know. How would you sit down and work it out?
Sit there, you know, with your calculator and your pencil.
I'm sure lawyers would have done that for
you. Well, yeah, that's right. Well, it's probably $300,000 for the lawyers.
Yes.
And then $100,000 for her.
Now, I did want to share a story with you, and look, it is a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, okay.
But thankfully, this happened in another country.
Oh, that's okay. It doesn't count.
I know. And very much along the same lines as this, but not as dramatic.
Okay.
Now, my partner and I went to the States earlier this year.
Yes.
And me being such a fan of rides and the thrill rides,
uh-huh.
We went to a place called Six Flags, which is about an hour out of LA.
Okay.
And this place has got the most roller coasters in one theme park.
Okay, right. Cool.
So it makes Dreamworld look like Luna Park. And these rides are just totally out of this world.
Okay.
Now, we went on this ride called the Green Hornet.
Okay, right.
A bit of a different sort of a roller coaster where rather than having one big carriage, they've got little carriages which have two people on each side.
Yes.
And of the rail.
Okay,
yeah. And the carriages actually spin upside down while it's going around the track. So it's really crazy.
Yep.
But what happens is on each carriage you've got facing opposite directions, mm-hmm. two people on one side, two people on the other.
Right, okay.
Now, somebody mustn't have gone through induction properly at Six Flags, because what they've done is they've put me and my partner on one side. Now, we're both over 6 foot.
Yep.
We're built.
Yep.
And they put children on the other side.
Oh,
so instantly, as soon as the ride took off, we were hanging upside down because of the uneven weight distribution.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you can imagine a combination of the uneven weight distribution plus being flung around at high speed on this ride, this carriage was just spinning like you've got no idea. One of the scarier moments of my life, right? But as the ride came to a stop, what the ride is meant to do is actually bring the carriage back into line,
so that
everybody's sitting upright, and
everyone's ready to get off.
That's right, But what happened was because the weight was so uneven, the carriage actually couldn't click back in. We were left hanging face down, right, for about 10 minutes. There's a line a mile long of people just looking at us going, oh,
tourists.
And so we were stuck on this ride, and they had to get maintenance in before they could do anything.
Did the crane come and get us?
Yeah, look, it got a bit scary after the 5 minute mark.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, the blood's rushing to the head.
Were you starting to see things dancing above you? Or
no,
below
I was
you?
More fearing for my life.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah, that was
fine.
Probably the instinctual thing that came in.
You would have been belted in. You should have been fine. You wouldn't have fallen out. You would have had your head fall off before you were actually fallen out of the actual carriage.
Well, as it was, I think most of the weight was pushing at the groin area. So it was like we were hanging from the groin area.
Oh.
And it wasn't the most comfortable of positions to be in.
Until that point, though, were you enjoying the ride?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Not at all. After being flung around that thing like you wouldn't believe.
I thought you'd like that sort of thing.
Oh, look, it was okay, but it was just too intense because of being flung around at such a high speed.
And did the children stay put the entire time?
I was just about to say, even though we were traumatised by it, can you imagine those poor kids in the back?
They would have loved it.
They probably got off crying.
That's how it should be.
Oh, yes.
Leave the kids crying. It's a memory.
I did find a ride which pretty much left me in tears. In Vegas, they've got this this hotel called the Stratosphere.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big tower. It's 110 stories high.
Oh, that's just little. It's a little
It's
one.
A small one.
It's little
for
Vegas. Yeah.
So they've got a hotel in there.
Okay.
And they've also got an open-air part at the top.
Nice.
Right? So you're 110 stories up. And as you get to the top, on a windy day, you can feel the building moving.
Uh-huh.
So once you get out and your legs start getting all wobbly, because you're on this moving building, you're thinking, oh, okay. But they've got all these rides which actually hang out and go off the end of the building. And if you get a chance, jump onto YouTube and Google Stratosphere Rides, and you'll be able to get a visual of what I'm talking about. And I was looking on YouTube before I left going, okay, that's extreme, but I want to try it. Now,
and then you'll come back after you've done it and start complaining that things didn't happen the right way, that you were being held there by the groin, and you're just going to start whinging.
No, well, this ride that we did go on...
Don't get too excited.
The ride that I did go on was like this giant claw, right? And you get on it, and the whole claw hangs, it moves and hangs over the edge of the building.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And what happens is the claw starts to spin.
Yeah, do you put money in first? No. And is there a person with a little joystick to come and get you?
No, okay. It sounds like that. Okay. But what it does is this, it's sort of like a crane, and it hangs you off the end of the building and spins you around at high speed. And as you spin, the arms of the claw go out. So you're face first, 110 stories up, looking down at the ground.
Yeah.
And what happens is... you've got nothing but this bar in front of you holding you, and you've got nothing over your shoulders.
Yeah.
And you think, if something gives way, you're not going to leave.
I'm just the thought of that has got my stomach going a little bit more than what it normally would. And I'm normally very good at this, but that's a bit too much.
Joy 94.9.
We got a bit of Beyonce there on this
on
Friday.
She was on top.
She was indeed. There's a mental picture for you.
Exactly. She was dangling from the top of a roller coaster. Imagine that. Imagine the squeals that you'd be able to hear them
again. Another mental picture, which
people would like. Don't judge people.
Yeah, true. Beyonce's not unattractive,
exactly,
is she?
Exactly. She has her fans. It's okay.
Now, we've had another message from Peter from Richmond, who has left work grumpy and tired, unfortunately.
Which can happen on a Friday.
But he's arrived home smiling, and he loved the 3D porn story.
Yeah.
So thanks, Peter.
That 3D porn, I'm still shocked. I actually am still quite shocked as to how there would be a child born of 3D porn. I don't understand. It's very lifelike. Apparently, it's very lifelike. But if she was wearing glasses, surely, if she was wearing glasses, she would
that's
know.
The contraception.
Yeah, but she... But her eyes were covered, but didn't matter. I don't understand. People, Americans... And if you are American, I do... apologise in advance, but Americans are strange people.
They are, but fun.
Joy.
It's 3 minutes past eight and currently 12 degrees in Melbourne. I'm Michael, and this is your SM Friday's News of the Week. The Sörmland County Council in Sweden have been concentrating on motions this week, with the local Left Party suggesting that male staff should sit rather than stand while urinating in office toilets. The party believes that sitting is more hygienic than standing and is better for one's health as it empties the bladder better. The council is yet to debate the matter. The UK town of Blackburn is in lockdown as rival ice cream vendors Mr Yummy and Mr Whippy continue their long-running turf war. Reports of violence involving the two vans have shocked the town, with Mr Yummy believed to be muscling in on Mr Whippy's home territory. A witness to the latest incident on Monday, Mo Bean Yassin, explained that as Mr Whippy was serving a customer, Mr Yummy pulled up along Mr Whippy's truck, saying to the customer that he'd do the ice creams cheaper. He then drove past Whippy's van, cutting off his route, which was then followed by a violent argument. Children are still running to the vans, even with the UK's balmy tops of 12 degrees this week. And in health news, a man was hospitalised in the US on Tuesday with a likely prognosis of the plague. The man in his 50s went to hospital when he noticed he had a fever and enlarged lymph nodes after being bitten on the hand when trying to separate a cat and a mouse. It was unknown whether the man was bitten by the cat or the mouse. The cat died soon after the incident, and its body was sent away for testing. Known as the Black Death, the plague is estimated to have killed more than a third of Europe during the Middle Ages. It seems now that the plague affects a third of animals owned by Middle Ages. You're still with me and Simon on SDM Fridays on Joy 94.9. But before we go back to the fun and frivolity, the weekend's weather. Tomorrow will begin with sunshine, leading to showers later in the day with a top of 16 degrees. The showers will continue through to Sunday with the possibility of some sunshine on occasion and a top of 15 degrees. That's all the news for tonight. Tune in for your next Joy News update tomorrow morning.
Oh, thank you for that news. That's I enjoyed the ice cream truck one.
Oh, yes.
And it's funny, we had an ice cream truck drive past work the other day.
Oh, yes.
Look, it was 9 o'clock in the morning, but as soon as I heard that jingle, ready to grab some money and run outside for an ice cream. It's funny how that tune just gets everybody excited.
And what I'm wondering is if they both have the same jingle or they have different ones, because then otherwise you wouldn't know who is there to get, who's there to get your money for the day.
That's right.
But it's very bizarre. I didn't actually actually think that you'd have two ice cream vans trying to get in on the same place. And that there's reports actually is that they've been ramming each other's vans, and they've had they've been throwing things at each other and bashing in their vans.
Can I make a prediction?
Okay.
After this Bikey Wars show's finished up,
yes,
it'll be the next Underbelly.
Ooh, I like it.
Ice cream wars.
Ice cream wars. Mm. Oh, that could quite work. That could work really well.
We'll get in some B-list celebrities and people that haven't worked for a while.
The seedy underbelly of the ice cream trade.
Joy 94.9.
We just heard Dark Intensity's remix of Judas by Lady Gaga.
That's correct.
And that's one that I'll always put in my sets when I'm DJing.
Yep.
I absolutely love that track. And Dark Intensity's got some amazing remixes. And he's one of those guys which is on the cusp of doing some amazing, huge things. Now, speaking of which, there's also another couple of people who are. Happy Hot Dog are some guys that I've been following for a couple of years with remixes.
Yes.
And they're just starting to get their name out there. They're going to be huge. Now, they are actually, you know, Emily Williams from Australian Idol?
Yes.
She's actually releasing a track over in the States. It got released today.
Oh.
Now, we may actually have her on the show next week.
Ooh, so, lovely.
Yeah. I reckon that she'll be on our show next week to have a chat about her release in the States.
Excellent.
And I actually think that this track is going to do really well because Happy Hot Dog have doing remixes, and a guy called DJ Ridiculous who I found about a year ago and just through online.
Yeah.
And he has done some amazing remixes, and he's one of those people who is just, again, on the cusp of doing bigger and better things. He's also remixing her track as well. So I reckon this is going to be quite good for Emily. Happy, and she'll do really well.
Happy Hot Dog and DJ Ridiculous.
Yes.
I love hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I do. I Ridiculous enjoy hot eating dogs. Them. And then are DJs running out of names? Is that the...
No, I think his surname's Reed. So it's Ridiculous is about R-E-I-D.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes more
play
sense.
Play on words.
Yeah,
you can't
see
on radio.
I know. Oh, bugger that.
Joy 94.9.
Have you been watching The Voice?
I have been watching The Voice, yes. And I've been listening and watching and reading all about it.
Mm. Well, it's at its sort of critical point now, isn't
it? Yes, it's
the pointy end of the competition.
It's apex.
Yes.
That's a maths word. Your maths word for the weekend is apex.
Oh, someone's still in teacher mode.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Vinculum. Vinculum
is... What the hell is a vinculum?
Hello. If you know what a vinculum is, please send us a message, 0427-JOY949, vinculum. Vinculum is this week's word of the week.
Vinculum. I don't know what to say. Vinculum.
Vinculum. Vinculum. Vinculum.
Oh, I'm going to get that lady from Home and Away onto you, the spelling bee. Have you seen they've got a spelling bee on TV
now? No.
And the lady from The Weakest Link. What's her name? Cornelia?
Cornelia Francis.
Yes, that's her. With the big Coke bottle glasses.
She does that.
She's doing a spelling bee.
You cannot spell.
The
Goodbye.
Poor kid to be too scared not to spell it right.
Oh, they would be. Oh, hello. By the way, hello to Scott from Flemington, who's sent a message in of love. Love it, boys. Thank you, Scott. If you got any more messages of, you know, to make us feel good inside, please let us know. And vinculum is the word. But The Voice is at its pointy end.
It is.
Last four.
Yes. So we've got Carice Eden, Sarah DeBono, Darren Percival, and Rachel Leacom.
And Carice has had quite a big hit.
She's number one on the iTunes chart at the moment.
Come on.
With her being number one... Mm-hmm. Any downloads get two votes.
Correct.
So none of the others are in the top 10. So it's pretty much clear that she's going to take it home.
I wonder if they're... I know that they... Obviously, they're doing that in order to have people buy them, make money out of it, and the rest of it. But I suppose the thing is, you know, usually these sort of shows thrive on the mystery.
Yes.
You know, that whole, you know, no one's quite sure who's been getting the votes.
Mm.
Where with this sort of system, obviously not everyone is voting by buying the song.
Yes.
But you'd know if, you know, she's on number one and the rest are nowhere to be seen.
Well, this is, look, I enjoy it because I don't have to stay up to midnight watching the results. The finale. Oh. I hate that with a finale. Biggest Loser finale that don't announce it until like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah, well, I work early in the morning and they should a little bit more consideration.
It's not about you. The world does not revolve around you. You are not the sun. Oh, remember that.
True. Another show which has hit reality TV, now this is on, I think, Channel 11 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was big in the States when I was there earlier this year, mm-hmm. but it's only just hit Australia, is Fashion Star.
Oh,
so they've got all these fashion designers in. Now, if you can imagine the most quirky, eccentric fashion designers you've ever seen.
Yep.
Camp as Christmas.
Got it, yeah.
A whole row of them doing designs. And what they do is they pitch them to three buyers from the major retailers over in the States. And they pay a certain price.
Yep.
And then the people who they don't like, they get no offers.
I am sorry. You have $0.
Yeah, it's very much like that. But they've got Jessica Simpson.
Yes.
Nicole Richie.
Okay, yep.
And some other guy doing
they're the buyers.
Yes, and Elle Macpherson's hosting the show.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's got some big names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Elle Macpherson wear her intimates?
No,
she's probably not advertising at the time slot. Those. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Just checking. Because you want to advertise your clothing line, surely.
Well, that's true. Maybe she gets to get some glitter as well.
Oh.
I love that video. I can't wait to get out of the studios and watch it.
Watch it with volume.
With sound. I know. So, we've been putting some, and listeners have been putting some really funny YouTube videos on our Facebook page.
So keep them coming.
If you want to have a look, SM Fridays on Facebook is how you can do that.
Exactly.
Now, back to cutting edge music.
Yes.
There's a girl in the States called Eva.
Eva?
Who is, when she's doing songs, they're always going top 10 in the club charts in the States.
Oh, that's very good.
But over here, not so much.
Oh, so she's like a backwards Carice.
Sort of. She's very much like a Kesha. She's got that sort of marketability of Kesha.
Yeah.
But I think as soon as she gets some great remixes to do her tracks, she'll get her name out there and be doing some great things.
Yeah, okay. But hello to Drew from Cologne. And for those of you who didn't do too well at geography, Cologne is in Germany, which is on the other side of the world. So hello to Drew. And he wanted to know about the word vinculum, which I threw out there just before the song. And it is a mathematical word, not a psychological word. So vinculum is a mathematical word.
There's not a button for that on a calculator, is there?
No, there's no button for a vinculum on a calculator.
I do remember something from high school, like a cosine and tan
different.
And all of that.
Tangent,
all
sine,
that stuff that you never use.
Yeah, there's a button for that, yes. But there is no button for a vinculum.
It's really funny. You know how in high school you go, oh, I'm never going to use this?
Mm-hmm.
Being a chef and a pastry chef, thankfully I was actually... No, I was quite good at maths.
Okay.
Right, maths and science were my strong points.
Yes.
Big long words like that weren't,
even
though they were associated with maths.
Yes.
But I'm really happy that I actually absorbed all that information because I use it quite a lot in my current role.
Thank goodness for that.
I know.
Thank goodness you paid attention.
I know.
But look, if you know what vinculum is, a vinculum, V-I-N-vinc, so this is me now using my strategies on how to spell a word.
You need to do it in a Cornelia Francis voice.
Okay, so I'm thinking vinculum, V-I-N-C-U-L-M.
Maybe we should try and get Cornelia Francis in here.
Oh, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
And we'll play radio spelling bee.
Should send us out straight away.
Never before done on radio, for a good reason.
Exactly right. But if you know what a vinculum is, let us know, 0427JOY949.
Nobody's going to know.
Oh, hey, you never, there could be a very smart person out there.
They'll jump on Google.
Yes, well, that's okay. That's smart.
If I cared enough, I would have got on Google to find it out.
Well, obviously, you just don't care enough. And that's okay. Because
let's put it out there and see whether anybody cares enough.
Yeah, come on.
To find out what a vinculum is.
Prove me wrong. and you'll see what it is and you'll think, oh, is that what it's called? It'll be one of those moments.
All right, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
There we go. And they're saying that French is a little bit hard.
Oh, French is French can be difficult at times.
So are some of these words that you've thrown. Now, as I first thought, nobody's messaging. Nobody cares.
Just make me happy.
It's far too mathematic. People want to have fun on a Friday night.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with some learning on a Friday night.
I'm going to hook you up with Cornelia Francis. Obviously, the two of you get off on words.
Oh, look, words are wonderful things. Mathematical words are even better because they're even more crazy than English words. numbers. I think
we should sign you up for the Aussie version of Big Bang Theory.
What?
You could be the Sheldon.
That's not fair. That's not nice. I'm not like Sheldon much. Just a little bit. Rude. But I'll forgive you this once and this once only.
Joy 94.9.
But speaking of being forgiven, during the week there were some issues with a man who decided that he would drop the bomb when speaking to his boss. Yes. And he has now been forgiven and the case against him has been dismissed.
Now, I know. In our own heads, we've all wanted to tell give our boss the F word.
Oh, look. Well, one of many words would be the F bomb. There's a few others that are still as bad.
Yes. But have you ever done that, gone out of work with a bang like that? I'm surprised the guy hadn't done that while he was leaving.
Yes.
You know, you think that if you're going to leave a job...
Yes.
Do it with a bang like that.
Yeah, you've got your reference. You've had the phone calls been made.
Oh,
you've
no,
got
look,
a
I
new
don't think
job.
You get a reference from that job.
No, but before, like,
it's oh, already, after you got know, your new one,
it's already
yeah.
been it's yeah. already organised, already done, and then bang, it's there. It's been done. Mm. It's dropped and exploded into a million pieces of shrapnel, and you will leave a lasting legacy for the company involved.
Something for people to talk about for a
while. Yeah, you'll be that man. That man. I think it'd be nice. And then you have a photo in the foyer and. I think it'd be good. Yes. I won't do it. It wouldn't bode
well.
Well,
you work for God, so you can't really do that.
No, that's right. He'd forgive me. It's okay.
But speaking of the man.
Oh, the man.
I've got another new track.
Oh,
which,
yes.
Which hasn't been released yet.
Oh.
So it's hot off the press.
Oh, literally hot off the press.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know Tammy Wynette?
Tammy.
Is she still alive?
I think barely. I think she's barely alive. Yeah. Mm,
well, they must have recorded this one from the hospital bed with a dialysis machine in the background as the beat.
and a new set of lungs just
remixed
in case
by
as
DJ
well.
Dialysis.
Slightly yellow.
So Stand By Your Man is a classic for her.
Oh, yes.
And Dave O'Day has actually jumped on the remix. Now, Joy's a big fan of Dave O'Day.
I think the majority of your money that you give as membership money goes to royalties for him. I have a feeling. There's between him and Kylie. I think there's like
yes,
it's a
Dave O'Day or Kylie.
Yeah.
So this one literally is hot off the press and only got released today. So you would never have heard this one.
Ever, first, anywhere.
But anything that Dave O'Day does goes number one on the US club charts.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting. I reckon give it 2 weeks.
24 hours?
Yep, 2 weeks. There okay. we go. That'll be All the challenge.
Done.
2 weeks.
Two
and
weeks.
This one will be number one.
Joy 94.9.
And SM Fridays on Joy 94.9. I had no idea what was going on there. I just was in a different zone, a different land. Like Moomoo Land, which apparently was the last song that Tammy Wynette recorded before she died. So I think the key thing for me here is something called research. And I probably should do that before I say these things.
But it's typical us. You know, the things that make news,
yes.
we don't know about.
No.
But, you know, if someone's got pregnant from a 3D porn cinema, we're over it.
We're the first to let you know about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So the important news.
Exactly. That's right. But that's old. That's history.
Oh, look, it is.
That involves me going to like the internet and do stuff. That's too hard.
Yes.
I need it to be told to me in person.
So what did you think of that remix?
I didn't quite mind it. You know,
I'm sure it'll get a bit of a bashing out on the gay scene.
Oh, it will. I think it's one that you have to listen to a couple of times before you quite know what you need to do with it. So I'm not sure. I think it'll get on. It'll get there, obviously, just because you know, of the man who made it. But, I don't know. I liked it. Although I wouldn't mind Moomoo Land being remixed. I think that'd be fun.
That'd be a bit of a club
track of Moomoo Land. So putting it out there, if you just feel like something on you know on a day off, put together some sort of club track for Mumuland. And
do you
I'm
know what
there.
I would love to do a remix of?
Yeah.
Actually, I have just done a couple of remixes. Oh, so
self-promotion.
If you want to jump onto SoundCloud and type in DJ Simon Edwards, you'll be able to check out my remix of Time Bomb by Kylie.
Correct.
And also Monster by Lady Gaga.
Yes. But, and they're both on the Facebook page, SM Fridays.
Oh, they are too.
Well.
Yes. I've self-promoted myself there as well.
Yeah. So, self-promotion.
Shamelessly.
Whore. But no, not that I use that word lightly. That's inappropriate. I'm very sorry.
You were very loud with that word, actually.
Forgive me, forgive me.
Now, the next track, another one which has jumped into the charts over in the States this week,
yes,
is by a guy called Caswell. Now, do you remember the track I Seen Beyonce in Burger King?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he also had that video which went viral on Facebook with the ice cream truck.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, I thought you'd remember
that
one.
Yes,
yes,
yes. Oh, well,
got your attention now, haven't I?
Well, yeah. You know.
Or maybe that's like the they could get him to do the ice cream
actually,
wars.
Yes. That would work well because he's got the experience.
And the soundtrack just writes itself.
Perfect.
Yes. So he's actually teamed up with a really popular DJ in the States called Peaches.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm. I've heard of Peaches. Mm.
So now Caswell actually has a club over in New York.
Yes.
Which I'm not too sure whether he's the owner, but he runs it with Amanda Lepore.
Oh.
The number one transsexual
Amanda
in the world.
Lepore.
Do you remember the station ID?
Yes. Lepore.
Yes. So I was actually looking for that station ID before, I can't find it. I really wanted to play it because I love the way that she says she's the number one transsexual in the world, and I would love to know what sort of competition they go through.
Yes, I need to see
the evidence.
And
you could even do a reality TV show.
Actually, there's an idea. Mm. And people are sitting in three chairs and they're facing the audience.
Let's just hope it's not in 3D.
No, plastic sheet. Put a plastic sheet up, you should be fine.
All right, so Caswell's just released a new track with Peaches.
Yes.
It is on the more electro end of it's not as nice and dancey as what the last one was, but I really like this, and I think Caswell, being an openly gay rapper, has got a fair bit of appeal out there. So he's a DJ, he's a rapper, he's an all-rounder.
He goes all round.
Joy 94.9.
This is SM Fridays on Joy 94.9, and we've just heard Unzip Me, which I believe brings us full circle back to the 3D porn story from the top of the show.
Now, what did you think of that track?
I feel that it told me a story. I feel I could listen to the song and I could understand what was going on at the time of the song. And I had visuals and it was a beautifully crafted narrative of the love between two people.
So I know that you'll be going home to look for the video clip for that one.
I think I will be, yes. Yes, please.
But
yes.
The reason why, that's actually the radio edit of the track, but the remix that I do have of that is by a group called Wawa, who were the main remixers for Kylie's Put Your Hands Up.
Yep.
So it's a lot more user-friendly, that track.
I think Kane and Kyle should play it on Breakfast on Monday.
I'll have to go down
a treat.
I'm surprised no one's messaged it
to us. I think it'd be beautiful.
Disgusting.
You dirty, dirty boys.
Yeah, so, but I really wanted to play that one because I really like it. And I think Caswell is really good for the gay community, being, you know, a rapper and a DJ and everything, and working with Amanda Lepore. I would have really liked to have gone to their club in New York.
Yeah. Well, didn't you?
No,
why,
I didn't.
Why
no.
didn't you?
Because I was bedridden for a couple of my days in New York.
Oh, that's right, yes. Oh, yeah.
After I thought I was going to die in Mexico.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Someone, if you were that into it, you would have done anything. You would have dressed up, covered your face, put something on your head so no one knew that you were sick, and you would have marched your way in there, you would have slumped in a corner, drank yourself silly, and you wouldn't have felt a thing.
Well, that's true. That's true. If I could have gotten out of bed, then yeah, possibly.
Wheeled out on a trolley out to the club.
Pretty much.
That's fine.
So, yes.
That's how people do things. These
That's how you normally get wheeled out of the clubs, isn't it?
Exactly right. I have my own actual little trolley ready for me so they can just wheel me out.
Take the ambulance home.
Yeah, obvious. It's the only way home.
Yes. Now, one of our last tracks for the night. Actually, we might actually say goodbye.
Oh.
I think. So a big thanks to everybody who has contributed to our show tonight with text messages and also with the YouTube videos.
Yes.
Like those videos. I thought I had a funny one, but my God, that clitter video was just mind-blowing. I loved it, and I can't
magical.
Wait to go home and watch it with Sam.
Magical. And keep sharing them. Like the page, SM Fridays on Facebook, and keep adding them, and we'll see how we go during the week. We might do some more sharing next time.
Yes. So tune in again at 7 p.m. next Friday for S&M Fridays.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll catch you next week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.